My brothers and sisters, as has become our practice, let's pray. Father, you who are Lord of lords and King of kings, we praise you. We worship and honor your name, Father, while giving you thanks for bringing us into your presence. Father, there is joy and peace in your presence, and we give all glory and honor to you and you alone, that this is where you would have us to be. We pray in agreement with you, Father, as well as with one another, making petitions and requests to you with thanksgiving that you will bless your sons and daughters who listen to the messages through the podcast that I believe you've given me. Father, may they be blessed and prosper in all they do according to your word and will. I pray and petition you, Father, that they and their families will walk in divine health and that their days upon the earth will be long and fruitful. We are continually in prayer and agreement for Mandy Williams, Erica, as well as my great niece, along with the other young woman whom I love like a granddaughter. Let all who are in need of healing, whether physically, mentally, in marriages, family matters, or whatever the need may be, may each and every one know you as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our God who heals. We pray in agreement with the families of a brother who resides in Trinidad. Father, we thank you that he will not only know your healing powers, but that his family will receive the strength, peace, and all else that's needed as they continue to stand by him during this time in his life. We pray for those who are under physical, mental, as well as emotional and spiritual attacks, whether they are psychotic breaks, mental breakdowns, demonic attacks, or other types of psychosis. May they all experience your healing touch and deliverance, because there is no limit to what you can do. Father, you know the gentleman who I pray for every day without exception. I don't need to tell you that I love him like a son, and I pray the prayer of Jabez over him in agreement with you on his behalf. I pray that he will always be free from pain. Bless him, Father. Bless his wife and family, and may you enlarge their territories in great and mighty ways. We ask again, Father, that each and every one of your sons and daughters would walk in divine health. Father, we thank you that you continue to allow us to see your faithfulness on behalf of those for whom you have moved so mightily, for those who have seen and experienced you as the Lord our God who heals. Father, we ask as we listen to this podcast that we all hear your voice clearly and concisely, and we ask that all we put our hands to will be blessed according to your word and will. We thank you, Holy Ghost, as you use these words to minister to the hearts and spirits of your sons and daughters. We pray and make all of these petitions to you, Father, asking that all of our families will walk in covenant with you all the days of their lives. May our covenant blessings with you be generational to the thousandth generation, Jesus, should you tarry. We ask these things, petitioning you, Father, with thanksgiving in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hello to each of you. I'm Prophet Beatrice Valerie Nero, and I welcome you to another episode of This is the Voice of the Prophet. This week, I'll be sharing with you the message entitled, What Are You Willing to Give Up? There are things that happen in life that we can look forward to. There will be things that are supposed to happen, even God-ordained things that we may never see. There are things and occurrences in life that will come about because of the good choices we make, as well as the poor or bad ones. Yes, depending on the way things go, the choices we make, things will be either good or bad. They will happen or not. There will be courses of actions presented to each individual that, without weighing each option carefully as well as prayerfully, our lives, our marriages, our children's lives, careers, and futures can be changed one way or the other, for good or bad. Many things that will happen in our lives will also be determined by those that we allow to influence us, whether it's friends, families, teachers, parents, pastors, TikTok influencers, TV personalities, the list could go on and on. Oftentimes it depends on who you like most and who you're most impressed by, the friends at work and in the office or at school. Is it neighbors, your mate or family members? Is it your pastor, teachers, and leaders in the church? Who is it that you hold in high esteem, and even who you're allowing to mentor you, whether you realize it or not? Who's the one who's talking in your ear, coercing you into doing those things that perhaps God never ordained for you to do? The very things that seem so good, so much fun, even so right, and besides, everyone else is doing it. If you allow your influencers to lead you into life choices that God never spoke concerning you, quite possibly you could end up leaving and losing the most important things in your life. These things are so important that they will not only affect your destiny, but possibly also your very eternity. In the book of Judges, the 9th chapter at the 18th through the 15th verse in the King James Version, it reads, "The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them. And they said unto the olive tree, reign thou over us. But the olive tree said unto them, should I leave my fatness, wherewith by me they honor God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? And the trees said to the fig tree, come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said the trees unto the vine, come thou and reign over us. And the vine said unto them, should I leave my wine which cheereth God and man and go to be promoted over the trees? The word says that the trees went out to anoint a king. This is much like Israel in the book of 1 Samuel when they decided they wanted a king. In spite of the fact that God was already their king, they insisted on having an earthly king. One of the things that I find so amazing about trees is that I'm sure, as we all know, on a daily basis we only see half of every tree. In spite of the height and majesty of trees, it's a rarity, if ever, that anyone truly sees a tree in its entirety. Even if flying overhead and seeing the very tops, you are still not seeing the entire tree. Why? Because as tall as a tree grows up, it also grows that same length and distance downward. In this semblance, we should all be like trees, rooted as deep in the word of God as we are flourishing upward. But there's something else we should remember about trees. They're stuck right where they are. They can never move from one spot to another. The thing about being stuck is that obviously you have to remain in that same position whether you want to or not. It means that your situations in life will never change. It means that no matter how great the anointing on one's life might be, they will never be able to be used in any other way but the one that they're glued to, the spot where they are holding to that same position that they're in. There are many who become stagnant, lifeless, or even dead in their anointing because they want to be like trees. They want to be big and tall and seen by everyone around them. The thing about wanting to be seen brings about the question of one's motives. What are your motives for doing or wanting the things you desire? In all things, there should be no self-serving motivations, no hidden agendas, and no ulterior rationales. In all things, our motives should be pure and all to the glory of God. Remember the prayer of David where he's quoted in the Psalms? In the Amplified Classic Edition of the Bible, at the 51st division of Psalms, reading at the 10th verse, it says, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, persevering, and steadfast spirit within me. So how does one avoid having impure motives, an unclean heart, and a wrong spirit? How does one keep a clean heart, a steadfast, persevering, right spirit before the Father? Mostly by recognizing your anointing and knowing what God has called you and anointed you to do. Knowing, recognizing, and walking in one's anointing will keep them steadfast before God, continually seeking His face and His will to His glory. According to the New International Version of the Bible, that 8th through 9th verse reads, "One day the trees went out to anoint a king for themselves. They said to the olive tree, 'Be our king.' But the olive tree answered, 'Should I give up my oil, by which both gods and humans are honored, to hold sway over the trees?" When making life choices, decide what you're going to be willing to give up. And depending on what you're willing to let go of, also remember that if you give up and let go of the wrong things, you will also be giving up and letting go the glory and honor that belongs to God. We could be giving up what allows us to be used by the Father in the lives of others. We could be giving up the very purpose that God allowed us to be brought into this world. Remember, everyone is not called or anointed for the pulpits. There are teachers, social workers, business owners, entrepreneurs, and many other professions and fields for those who are called and anointed for the work they do and what they contribute to society. When we don't recognize the anointing on our own lives, then one might end up like Esau, who sold his birthright for a bowl of beans. Not only didn't he recognize his birthright, he didn't appreciate it. Recognize and appreciate your anointing. Don't compare it to someone else's. Know who you are and embrace it. How does one recognize what they're called for? First of all, through much prayer. Never take anything for granted, but seek our Father's face and ask Him. I've had many people pull on my anointing, trying to find out about their anointing. One thing that God taught me early in ministry is that when man puts you up, then man can certainly take you down. If you recognize who and what you are only because of what someone says to you, then they can certainly say something else to cause you to totally miss what God has ordained. However, when God places you in your position, then no one can touch you. A second way to recognize what God has anointed you for is to understand completely what it means to be anointed. To be anointed means to be rubbed with oil. However, to be spiritually anointed, it means to be consecrated, set apart, dedicated, and used by God for a particular purpose. When God sets you apart, it means that you don't fit in and you won't fit in anywhere else. If you're not fitting in with the group or crowd that you want to run with, then it means that God has set you apart from them for a particular purpose. Don't keep trying to fit in, squeeze in, and break in where you're not supposed to be. Don't try to fit in because of what you've seen someone else doing. Be you and do you. Sometimes that can also be with family members. Everyone else in the family does one thing, but you're marching to an entirely different drumbeat and just don't understand why. It's because you're anointed by God to do something different. It's the anointing on and in your life. It's the fact that God has set you apart for a separate matter that makes you distinct and unlike anyone else. If you're struggling with character traits, it may be for a reason. Those whom God has set apart, you may find yourself struggling in this area. It's not because you have such poor traits, but because God has a standard of character that must be met according to His merit. If you will be used of God, He will insist on certain things in your life and character being in order. Your honor, integrity, morals, and character must not only be above board, but impeccable and unquestionable. Now, that's all in the natural. But there's also the spiritual that will indicate a point to your anointing. Are you always the one who argues and fights? Not just for the sake of fighting and arguing, but because you truly believe in righteousness, then perhaps you're a spiritual warrior. Do you dream a lot? And not just because you're sleeping with the TV on or ate a lot of sweets before going to bed. Then, in that case, maybe you're a prophet. What about truly wanting to help others be set free? Or seeing them with a stronger, better, and healthier walk with the Father, then maybe you're a pastor or preacher. All of those things could be hints at what God has anointed you for spiritually. Sometimes they will have nothing to do with what you will choose as a career, but other times they will. But again, you will know and recognize it through your prayer life and walk with the Father. What was Aretha Franklin's song? You better think. Think about what someone might be trying to influence you to give up that God has given you specifically for His purpose. Just like the olive tree realized what the purpose of His oil was, for each and every one of us, we need to realize that we have a particular purpose in life. But are you willing to give it up for something less important, something superficial, cheap, and cut rate? Are you willing to give up what you're anointed for just to fit in or just to be seen by others? Think whether or not you're willing to give up what you are uniquely qualified for and called for in life. Recognize your anointing. And don't be willing to give it up. I pray, my sisters and brothers, that you'll join me next week for part two of What Are You Willing to Give Up? Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of This is the Voice of the Prophet. I ask that each of you would share this podcast with others and always remember that it's available for listening on every podcast server and app. I continue to ask you for your support through your prayers. You can contact me through my email at amiteagle@charter.net. That's amiteagle@charter.net. And through the Facebook post or Facebook Messenger. Thank you again for your prayers and support, and may God bless each and every one of you.